And it's paragraph to Ramaskh of a Nimtza Lefiza.
Where is it? This is Perek Aleph?
Yeah, Shara Toya Perek Aleph. So it says, V'nimtza lifiza nuchal lohavim. It says, based on the way we explained how important it is to learn Torah, that's the whole of the creation of a person, Adam la'amal yula, the person was created for amelus of Torah. So therefore, we have to be mechazik ourselves to learn Torah. Hey, michad mitzad achiv ha'atzmi. First of all, the chiv itself to learn Torah. Commission of Avraham Yitzchak Nikamon. Later on, we'll talk more about that. The hein mitzad shinata ideis michol chalchalki adiburim asurim. Also, for the purpose that it will protect us, protect one from all different types of diburim asurim. Echaniske le'el. V'chalchim v'zmaneinu, for sure, in our days, shabamaniseinu ha'ramim nismaiti damur ha'Torah. Unfortunately, the Amud HaTorah slipped away. Kama yesh la'adam this amitz bazeh. How much a person has to strengthen himself? Could the Isa be Yushalmi perik haroya? Like it says in the Yushalmi, Yabshimim ben Yechoy, Oymim, Yabshimim ben Yechoy says, Mir Isa dosh nisyash yudeim ben HaTorah. If you see a door that people were meyayish from Torah, Amoyid v'ischazik bo. Go strengthen the door. V'atot noito schar kulam, and you'll get schar for all of them. Mivor b'miktsas, as goydol chiyuv la'Torah. You have to explain over here, let's explain a little bit, the greatness of the schar in this world and in Olam Haba for learning Torah, to learn Torah. It's known that the actual learning of Torah, besides for the fact that Torah brings a person to go ahead and keep the mitzvahs. Who mitzvah say da'iraisa? Besides for the fact that it's a help to get to be mekayim mitzvahs, limud ha'Torah in and of itself is a mitzvah. Dichsiv, like the pasuk says, u'matitam oisam u'shmartam la'asoisam. You should learn Torah and watch the Torah to do it. V'omri abiseinu zal chazal say, ilu dvorim shalom oichel, v'yisein bo'il ma'azeh, there's a Mishnah, there's a Chazal that says that these are the things that a person eats. The Mishnah, we say it every day, a list of mitzvahs that a person eats, gets the primary scars in Olam Haba, and the secondary scars in this world. And Talmud Torah's Kineged Kulam is parallel to all of those. The greatest of all of them is Talmud Torah. The Isa B'Yushalmi, the Yushalmi says, B'Perek Aleph D'Peya, Shekola Mitzvah Zeyn Shavuz L'Dobin Echad Min HaTorah. That all mitzvahs don't compare to what? To one word of Torah. The amount of schar that a person gets for one word of Torah is Ein L'Shayah V'Ein L'Tayah. L'Chsiv is also a pasuk that says, Hilekach Toiv Nasati Lachem Teyosi Al Ta'azayim. My great Mekach, I gave to you, says Hashem. My Torah, don't abandon it. V'hakavone, what that means is, v'mashamet toiv, the pasuk calls Torah toiv, a good thing. Torah, see, it's my Torah. Who, the Chofetz Chaim elaborates on this. V'fi mashiyadua, we know, shadavu shuchosh v'ene oni hachinikrat v'shem toiv. Something that a poor person will call a good thing. Won't be considered chashiv by somebody who's not poor. Something that's chashiv in his eyes, ain't chashiv in asher gadol, won't be chashiv in the eyes of somebody who's very rich. Something that's chashiv in the eyes of somebody who's very rich, ain't chashiv in a melech, is not considered chashiv in the eyes of a king. Something that's chashiv in the eyes of a king, kimakfishas medina, for example, conquering another country, ain't chashiv eini amalach. That's a nothing compared to a malach. Kayadua sheish malachim shemidasim kamalachim parasois. Like we know, there are malachim that they have a size of thousands of parasois. Meshamu chazal mechulim, like a chazal say in Masech Techulim. The pasuk says, "My great mekach ka'omer." The pasuk is if to say, "Reuv is bainenu begoydel teivasa." The pasuk is saying, "Look how great Taira is." Atchin nikris etzli shabarasi kolaylamis v'chulam kolay chashuvan lefanai. The Eibishter, that I created all the worlds, and all the worlds are like a nothing to Hashem. Afal pike nikris etzli atayra b'shem toiv. The Eibishter says that by me, I, the Yeshua says Hashem, that created the whole world, and the world is like a nothing to Hashem. Nevertheless, toira is considered toiv. Torah is a desirable treasure that Hashem has, that He's mishtasheya with the Torah. This Torah of mine, al kein al ta'azim. In the eyes of Hashem, Hashem is ein shir vein, bigger than a malach, greater than a malach, stronger, no comparison how much greater he is than a malach. And by Hashem, the Torah is toiv. So it's the greatest thing, shayach. It's so great, it's so good. It's bigger than any, greater than any description we can give. And therefore, al ta'azoivu, therefore don't abandon the Torah. Look how chashev it is, so be careful not to abandon it. Ki be'emes en keitz the kedushas ha'tayra. There's no end to the kedusha of Torah. Ki mesh amri chazal, and chazal say, she'eshishim yibay peyushim l'chapasik u'pasik shabat Torah. There are 600,000 explanations to every pasik in the Torah. Pi isa be'medish oisis to be'kiva, state in the medish oisis to be'kiva, to or shal shmois v'akdeshim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the or of the names of Hashem, the Mala, Esrim ve'echad alof and rivavos parsois are millions of parsois big. K'minin shem eke. For Amri Chazal, noch ha-medrish, Chazal say v'biyalka tehillim. Amri Balazar says the Balazar. Leininu parashis ha-toya le-seder, says the medrish. Balazar says the parashis of the Torah were not written in order. Sh'el mali nitnu al ha-seder, had they been written in order, if the psukim in the Torah would have been written in order, anyone that will learn the Torah would have a koyach to be mechaya mason. The kach nis alim mehan sidrin shel ha-Torah. So therefore, the word of the Torah was hidden from Golu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's revealed, it's open in front of Hashem. Shenemer u'micha mayni yikra. Who like me could go ahead and the Kaire could go ahead and read the Psukim. So the Medrash is telling us the Goydel Kedusha, the Goydel HaKedusha of what? Of the Psukim and the words of the Torah. The Isa B'Sifri Parshas Ekev, the Sifri writes, Yafutzu Mayonisecha Chutza. The Pasuk says in Mishle that your wellsprings should spread out outward. And the Medrash says, Nimshlu divei Torah l'mayim. State the Medrash in the Sifri, Torah is compared to water. And there's many different comparisons that the Sifri goes through, how Torah is compared to water. Ma'amayim chayim lo'olam, af divei Torah chayim lo'olam. Just like water is life forever, so too Torah is life forever. Shenem ki chayimim le'itzeim l'chol v'sori marpe. Ma'amayim, just like water is made, makes a mikveh, and a mikveh has a power to make a tamei tar. So too, Torah raises a person from tuma to tara. Shenem yiras Hashem Torah. Umemela kishem shemayim mitari mesa adam. Just like water is mitari a person, afsha tuma mispashetes b'cholei varav. Even though Tumas spreads out in all of his Evarim, Kena Torah mit haheres as adam mitumas aveinoisov. So too Torah is metayer a person from his averus. I feel him in his pashto lovi kafriangu ad yoishoi. Even if the Tumah of his averus spread out throughout his guf, from his feet to his head. Nevertheless, the Torah has the power to go ahead and be metayerim. Achshem shein adam nitayin shiyad v'amayim al kol yivarov, just like a person cannot become tahor until his entire guf goes into the water. There can't be any separation between the person and the water. A person has to make sure he's meshabit his entire guf to the Torah. There shouldn't be any chatzitza. Just like water makes a person goes ahead and quenches a person's thirst, so too Torah goes ahead and is meshiv a person from a derech ro to derech toiva. Like the pasuk says that the Torah is meshivas nafesh. Just like water is always free, so too Torah is always free. Shenemer hoikol tzomei luchula mayim. Just like water doesn't have imamayim in them. You might think, just Torah, a person is not supposed to charge for Torah. But maybe you'll say, so just like water doesn't have value, so maybe Torah also doesn't have a value. Chas v'shalom tamul loyma, that the pasuk says, Yikari himi peninim, v'chachafatzach l'yishbu ba. Torah is more dear than jewels. Kol chafatzach l'yishbu ba. All Olam Hazeh, all things of Olam Hazeh are nothing, are not value compared to Torah. For the Nivra Adam Elala Torah, a person was only created for the purpose of learning Torah. Shekein Darshu Zalba Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshans, Adam L'Amal Nivra. A person was created, the pasuk says, to work for amelus. Shenemer adam l'amal yulod, v'nidim l'amal pem l'amal malacha. Says the Gemara, I'm not sure if that means to do physical labor or verbal labor. We have a different pasuk in Mishlei, have oimer l'amal peh, that tells us that a person is created for verbal labor, for working with the mouth. But I don't know what that means. What type of verbal labor does it mean? Does it mean other things of Dibur? Or does it mean Torah? But I have a different pasuk, that the pasuk says, the Torah says in the pasuk says in Yeshua, the Yom Sivateh Zemi Picha, so that tells us L'Amal Torah Nivra, a person is created for Amal Torah. He Iker Chayya Nefesh. That's the main chios of a person. K'may D'Isa B'Sifri Pashas Ekev. Hayab Shimon Oim, Reb Shimon would say, Haki Shama Lecha, Ushma Nafshach Ma'oid, be very careful. Mashal L'Melech, says the Medrash, it's a mashal to a king. Shetza Tzipa Nesana B'Yad Avdi, the king trapped a bird, and he gave it to his servant. Amar Allah, he told his servant, Havezar v'tipa zu livni. The king told the servant, be very careful to watch the bird for my son. If the servant is going to lose it, they see asav v'tipa b'isa yibarat, don't think you lost something that just cost a couple dollars. Alek ilu yibarat es nafshecha, the king told the servant that he's going to have to pay a heavy price. He's gonna get killed if he loses the bird. So that's what the pasuk says. Person has to be very careful not to forget Torah. Has to be very careful not to forget Torah, because that's hu chayechem. That is a person's life. The whole world is existing because of the Torah. And we know that Reb Chaim Volozhiner tells us, if the world would be for 1 second without Limud HaTorah, the whole world would cease to exist. every single second that the world is continuing to run. Every single second ever since Matan Torah, that the world continues to exist is the fact that there are people somewhere in some corner of the world that are learning Torah. Now those that say in the later Dairis, so Hashem made it that there's people, there's Yidden in Arabic, Kanfis Aretz, that there's people that are learning every single second. And if a person learns a lot of Torah, learns a lot of hours, so he may be Zaycha, that maybe one of the times he was learning, he was the only person that was learning. And if he was the one that was the only person learning for that second, he's the one that kept the world running. He has the schus. If there was 1 second that he was the only one, so then he has a schus that he kept the world to continue to exist. And the whole world from there onward is all in his schus, and he'll get schar for that he kept the world running from that point in history onward. The following is a lashon of Isaiah. Isaiah says, "Command ishtadl ve'yaseh b'chol yuma." Isaiah says, "Anyone that learns Torah every day, yizkil mehevel ichok ba'al madas, he'll be zayichat avechelik in oylem haba. V'yischashel ikid bani olman, he will be considered as if he built worlds. To hab ayais is bani alma v'shtachliyah, because with the Torah, the world was created and established. Hadohu d'chsiv Hashem mechach mayasar aret." Anyone that's Isaac and Torah is establishing the world, is keeping the world going. Look and see. The Rucha Avid Kutchbrichu Om, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world with Ruach. The Rucha Miskaima with Ruach, it's Miskaim with Dibur. Hashem created the world with Dibur, and the world continues to exist with Dibur. The world continues to exist with Dibur, Tahainu with the Dibur of Tyre. Dor Rucha, what's this Ruach? What's this Dibur? Dinan Diloin Be'ayaisa. The people that learn Tyre, those are the people that are continuing the world to exist. Akan Lashayna, that's the Zayah. Vizel Lashayna, Bisa Parashat Tzav, there's another Zayah. The Zayah says, Pasach Be'laza Be'omer, Be'laza began, and he said, Ve'osim Dvara Bificho V'tel Yodik Yisisicho, Toninon, we learned, says the Zohar that we learned, anyone that's Isaac in Torah, the Sivvasim Merachshem Be'ayaisa, and his lips talk Torah, Kut Shebrichu Chafi Aleh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him. The Shechintei Parsh Aleh Gedagatfo, the Shechinah spreads its wings over him. For the Yoy, not only that, Aleh Duhu Mekayim Alma. As that person, he's Mekayim the world. The Kut Shebrichu Chodi Imeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with him. It says, if that day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and the Shamayim and the Aretz. Because of the Chavis HaVavis, says the Chavis HaVavis, the Roi L'Adam Lashis Aliba, a person should tell himself, Ilu Yigia Le'Sefer Mimelech Basav Adam. Imagine somebody would get a Sefer from a king, a human king. Today, imagine you would get a letter that was handwritten by the president. He would have a suffix, how to read the words. It was written with a fancy calligraphy, and he'd be very curious to know what the president is writing to him. Or perhaps the language, he wouldn't understand the sophisticated language. He would be very bothered until he understands it. He would spend time and kayach to understand it. If that's what a person does for wording from words up a paper from a human king. Today the king is here, tomorrow he's gone. Certainly, most certainly, a person has to go ahead and put in so much kayaches for the Sefer of the Eibishter. Shehu chayo v'hatzalosi. The Eibishter is a person's life. The Eibishter is a person's hatzalah. Kinin shekosu, like the Pasuk says, ki hu chayecha v'irich yamecha. This Torah is your life. Torah is what gives a person arichus yomim. Unfortunately, many people are nichshal. People spend time understanding the civil law, and they're lazy to understand the laws of the Torah. But similar to what the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in Daniel that the Pasuk says, the Pasuk there at a taina, I think it was the Pasuk, but I believe the Pasuk there was a taina in Nebuchadnezzar or Rasha, that to get shkis, to avoid a zare, made out of silver, gold, and wood, and stone, that can't hear and can't speak, can't see, and don't know anything. For them, he praised. And to the Eibishter that a person had, his neshama is under the control of Hashem. Everything is under the control of Hashem for Hittai. The Eibishter he did not praise. For Amr Chazal, whatever that means, Vitur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, state in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevatir, and the Aveir of the Gimel Aveir is Chamuris. But not on the Aveir of Bittul Torah. Shenemer, al mo of the Oretz, v'im Hashem al ozvim es teriosi shenasati b'fneichem. V'fi she'ish kam ha'noshim shufki etzim avrim Bittul Torah, because there are people that by them it's hefker, the Aveir of Bittul Torah. V'samim kol zmanim behevel, they waste their time with nonsense. V'einim chayishim zayis la'ovim klal, there are people that don't even consider it an Aveir. V'aveir gerer es Aveir, she'einim achzikim es b'neim la'Torah. One Aveir causes another Aveir. Because they're not careful with their own time, they go ahead and they don't help out their children to learn Torah. And because of that, the mountains of the world are slipping away. I see, says the Chafetz Chaim, the importance of telling people, bringing, quoting the Mamorei Chazal, how great the schar of Limud HaTorah is, the hevach gei the anshe chas v'shalom, and on the contrary, chas v'shalom the oynish. Ula ideza yisoyru b'miktas lahachzi b'toyas Hashem. Maybe through that, a person will be misoyru to strengthen the Torah of Hashem. Perek sheini. So therefore, this brings us to the next perek by Yevayr schar Limud HaTorah. Here we're going to start discussing from Chazal's the schar of Limud HaTorah. Amr Rabbi Seinu Zal b'cheperi chelik, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, kol oisik b'atoyah lishma meis mshalim b'pamaya shamal b'pamaya shamata. Anyone that's oisik in Torah lishma, so they're making shalim in the shamayim and in the aretz, shenemer in the upper pamalia, in the lower pamalia, shenemer oyachzik b'ma'uzi yasa shalim li, shalim yasa li. Rav Omer, Rav says, Kilu bona palteir shamal, palteir shamato. It says, if they're building the shamayim and building the aretz, shenemer v'asim dvarai b'ficho, in toya shamayim v'isi aretz. So, according to Rav, it says, if a person is creating shamayim and aretz, when they learn Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim, v'lfi divei Rav, yispar shuhetiv ha'kosuv. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, the mefarash mutche zuchan, and the Chafetz Chaim says, based on Rav, you could touch up that pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ulecho Hashem Chosed ki ato sishalim ishki maaseyu." The pasuk says, "It's a chesed to you, Hashem. It's a chesed that you pay a person back like what he did." So shtel zecha kasha. B'chayyad is a v'yamim yismu. Many ask the kasha. My chesed u'kshakadosh baruch hu gemotei v'avukiyu mitzvoisav. Why is that a chesed? Why is that a chesed that Hashem pays a person like what he did? The Chayra, Hashem promised that if a person keeps the Torah, he's going to get schar. So if Hashem keeps his promise to give schar, so is that a chesed? Hashem is doing what he promised to do. Why is that called a chesed? Why does the pasuk call that a chesed, that Hashem pays a person back? Ach lifi zanicho, however, says the Chafetz Chaim, the pshat is like this. Diyoduahu, let's give a mashal. You have somebody that invented a machine. Hashem gave him Chachma, and he was able to invent a machine. An unbelievable machine. A huge machine. He created such a big machine, such an amazing machine, that this machine could build a whole city. It could build a city with streets, with houses, with stores, with everything else that a city needs. So this is the most amazing machine that a king could dream of having. So the machine is brought to the king. The king will appreciate it greatly. The king will pay the inventor for this invention. And a great schar, a great reward, something that's fitting for a king to give. The reward will be whatever it will be, a great, great reward. But as great as the reward will be, it won't be as big as getting the cities that will be built with the machine. The machine needs to be operated by the king's slaves and servants, and those cities that will be built with the machine will belong to the king. The king is not going to give those cities to the inventor of the machine. The cities he's going to keep for himself. The king is going to count those cities as his cities. He's going to give reward, whatever the reward is. But the reward is not as big as getting all the cities. So too by us. So really, if a person learns Torah, they're building cities. They're building Shamayim. They're building Aretz. They're building unbelievable things. That a person learns Torah in this world. If a person learns Torah, so they're Mekayim Shamayim, they're Mekayim Aretz. Like we said earlier, the person that learns Torah, they're establishing the world. Is it true by that a person goes ahead and learns Torah? Are they really the one creating Shemayim and Aretz? Hashem is the one that's creating the Shemayim and the Aretz. Who's the one that creates the Shemayim and the Aretz? Who's the one that's keeping Shemayim and Aretz continuing to exist? That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem made it, Hashem set it up, that by that a person learns Torah, he's giving Kayach. Hashem made it that it will be through that the person goes ahead and learns Torah, that's going to give the Kiyum to the world. But really, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who's mekayim the world. Hashem gives koyach to the Torah, that through learning the Torah, the world will be mekoyim. So even though it's really Hashem who's creating the world, keeping the world going, nevertheless, Hashem considers it. Hashem makes it as if this person is building the Shemayim and the Aretz. Hashem makes it to be considered as if the person learning Torah is the one who built Shemayim and Aretz. So that's what Rav means, that it's as if the person built Shemayim and Aretz. Avad, the person did not build Shemayim and Aretz, but it's as if he built Shemayim and Aretz. It's as if he built, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person that learns Torah schar as if he built Shemayim and Aretz. Now we can understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says it's a chesed. It's a chesed that Hashem did that a person gets schar. So we asked, why is it a chesed? Ki atot tishalim lishki ma'aseh. Pirush, the teretz is the chesed is that it's considered, Hashem considers it as if he built the Shemayim and Aretz. That a person should get such great schar. The idea that a person gets such unbelievable schar that it's as if he built Shemayim and Aretz. Such great schar. That's only because it's a chesed that Hashem does. To actually finish oida pasuk, we could also explain the pasuk back to the to Alosha Shaltivas Ato. The word ata is extra. Based on what the Vilna Gaon writes in Mishle. The pasuk says, so says the Vilna Gaon, says the Vilna Gaon, if a person does an aveira, the aveira itself gives the punishment to the person. Because the aveira itself is what gives the einish to a person, so therefore the aveira is limited. The aveira is finite. The aveira has a limit and a size, and therefore the einish that falls upon a person that does an aveira is limited. But for a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays the person back himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, b'chvoidoi v'atzmoi, gives the person schar for doing a mitzvah. V'akein asachu l'olam b'livul. The schar that a person gets for a mitzvah is from the Eibishter himself. The Eibishter alein, the Eibishter himself, gives a person schar for the mitzvah that he does. So because the schar is coming from Hashem himself, and Hashem is infinite, Hashem is b'li shir, b'li gvul, so therefore the schar that's given by Hashem is b'li schar, b'li gvul. So this is another pshat in the pasuk. Again, the question was, what's the chesed? Why is it a chesed that Hashem gives schar? The answer is, Hashem could give schar in two ayfanim. Hashem can give schar that the mitzvah will give schar. Or Hashem can give schar that Hashem himself will give schar. And the way Hashem does it, that for a mitzvah, Hashem himself gives the schar. And because Hashem himself gives the schar, so therefore the schar is infinite, is unlimited, because it's Hashem himself giving it. And therefore the pasuk says, that's a chesed. To get schar, to get some schar, that's Hashem promised to give it, Avifal Hashem promised. So that's not a chesed. Hashem is doing what he said he'll do. We don't call that. That wouldn't be called chesed. Chesed. Getting schar is chesed. Because it's the Hashem himself when it goes out and gives the schar. That's a chesed. That Hashem himself should give the schar. That's a chesed. Zoi kavon es ha-kosu. This is the kavon of the pasuk. Nuchu Hashem chesed ki ato. The pasuk is saying it's a chesed because it's the Eibishter himself that gives the schar. Hashem, you Hashem yourself are the one giving the schar for the mitzvahs. You Hashem, you give it yourself in order that there shouldn't be any gvul. So that's a chesed. Those are the two pshatim that the Chafetz Chaim gives to answer the question why it's called a chesed. Why is it a chesed that Hashem gives the schar? So either the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if the person built the Shemaim and the Aretz, even though he himself didn't do it, it's only Hashem's koyach. That's a chesed. Number two, that Hashem gives the schar, that's the chesed. Hashem gives the schar, so it's going to come out that the schar is infinite. So that's a chesed. That's a l'cho Hashem chesed, ki atot tishalom l'ishki ma'aseyu. That Hashem himself gives the schar, that's a special chesed.